Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How we doing?
Not bad, not bad. I'll tell you, last night, you know, it was tough. I mean, that's tough to watch, to see a pitcher out there getting knocked around, 10 runs on 14 hits for Miles Michaelis. We know who Michaelis is. He's a strike thrower. He gets contact. So that was one after the other. What is that like for you as a manager? How do you handle that situation?
At the end of the day, when you come into Colorado, you're expecting to see some different games. And the reality is you're never out of anything. So you're looking at his pitch count more so than anything else. And we felt comfortable with where that was at. At the end of the day, Miles threw strikes. They jumped on him early. A lot of five or six first pitch hits. And kind of, it felt like everything they put in play found a hole. And that's usually not the case. So you just tip your cap and keep moving.
You know, he said that, too. I think that he was trying to be respectful, but he also said, you know, of their 14 hits, he said, I'd say four of them were really hard hit, and the other 10 just found a way. And Miles is a pro. He's going to handle it well, and the Cardinals move on. Do you just, as a club, turn the page and say, let's just get after it tomorrow?
I mean, before everyone left the clubhouse, they had turned the page already. You're going to have games like that. We are not concerned with it at all.
You have a one-game lead in the NL Central. You're leading the Brewers. There's a long way to go, and you're well aware of that. You also just rode through a seven-game win streak that we have to touch on. I mean, that was pretty special. I mean, that was the New York Yankees without Giancarlo Stanton, without Anthony Rizzo, but nobody was feeling sorry for the Cardinals when they were missing players. You came in and did a number. Just reviewing that series before we talk about today in Colorado, how did you do it against the Yankees, Ollie?
It was a really good series. Starting with the Cubs series, it was a good series. Guys were really prepared for it. We knew we wanted to take one game at a time. And going to that Yankee series, it was, to your point, they didn't have two of their big bats. And whenever that's the case, you got to make sure you win those games. And they still have a really good ball club without them. They know how to pitch, and they do a lot of the little things well. But we went into that series no different than any series. We wanted to make sure we won one at a time and ended up taking all three. But the guys were eager to make a statement moving forward after the All-Star break. That's exactly what they're doing, and it's been fun.
I told you that I sensed it being in the clubhouse on Tuesday, an hour before the deadline, when Yadi walked in, not knowing that you had Jordan Montgomery yet, because that deal hadn't been made yet. But just Yadi's presence was a big deal. It just felt different. What has his impact been over these last several days, this last week now?
That series against the Yankees was an absolute catching clinic. You look at that ninth inning in that one-run ball game, game two, where it was Judge and Donaldson there, and Torres ended it. What he did with Gio was unbelievable. Just the way he slowed the game down, the ability to go out there, have a conversation, get everybody on the same page, and then execute was there's a reason he's the best to ever do this. And we're not winning these ball games if Yadi's not back at the club.
The Cardinals and the Rockies tonight at 7:40. Jose Quintana takes the mound for the second time. He was good against the Cubs, wasn't he? What are you seeing this time around?
Oh, just an absolute pro. This guy fits in extremely well. He's been around for a while. He knows what gives him success, his ability to mix. I mean, he's really good just commanding the baseball and doing exactly what he wants to do out there. The addition of Quintana is a big deal for this club.
Meanwhile, he's not the only big-name pitcher throwing tonight. A gentleman by the name of Jack Flaherty is going to throw tonight for AAA Memphis. What are you expecting to see and hear out of that?
Jack's been feeling good. He threw several bullpens back home and built himself up just rehabbing. And then he'll start tonight for Memphis. He's got 30 to 35 pitches. And we're wanting him to go out there and use all of it, whether that's two innings, two and a third, whatever it is. We want him to use all 30 pitches. So we're looking forward to his return as well.
And also on the mend and coming back is Juan Yepes. And we saw his impact right away. That was some transition he made, although he was slugging like crazy in the minors before this. But he had a very good year up until his forearm injury.
Yeah, he really did. And this is a kid that came up and had a lot of success early. The league started to figure him out a little bit, and he was on the verge of making an adjustment to the league. But we really do believe in Yepes and what he's capable of doing. He DH'd yesterday. I believe he's going to play some first base today and get some more at-bats in Memphis. So we look forward to that as well.
Your first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt, on the MVP track for sure. I'd say he's one of the favorites, if not the favorite in the NL. Nolan Arenado is kind of knocking on the door, too, although I saw he kind of, you know, he's going to embrace Goldie when it comes to favorites for that award. But it's nice to see, isn't it? You've got a couple of big bombers there.
Absolutely. Both of those guys have been as consistent as you can be. They're really good about, we always talk about their hitting, but these guys do an unbelievable job at defense, running the bases, and just what they bring in that clubhouse to the hitters meetings and the overall feel and culture to what we do here is incredible. But yes, it is really nice to have both those guys in the middle of your order. And we'll find ways to get guys on base ahead of them.
Derek Gould's quote of Arenado said, "That's Goldie's award." He said, "I'd have to go on a serious run to get that award from him." That's a good a good teammate right there.
No doubt, no doubt.
Ollie, appreciate the time very much. Good luck tonight at Coors Field.
Appreciate you. See you, Tom.
Appreciate it. Oliver Marmol, Cardinals manager, with us on KMOX.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.